الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: كل مولود يولد على الفطرة، فأبواه يهودانه أو ينصرانه أو يمجسانه، أو كما قال محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Honorable and most respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers in Islam, this occasion brings a sense of nostalgia. Every hafiz that is sitting here, every alim that is sitting here, understand what is happening in the mind of this youngster who is completing today. When we had our turn also, that emotional feeling that ran through our veins, the feeling that burst in us, this youngster is experiencing that feeling today. Oh my youngster, today is your day. Wallah, take out time on this day to make shukr to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Appreciate this day, a certain portion of this day. Sit with Allah. Speak to Almighty Allah. That, oh Allah, you have granted me this great gift and this great bounty of Quran. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Such a book, such a kalam, the word of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, no doubts. If there was a doubt also, remove that doubt. Allah has blessed you with His kalam and His word. But this journey does not stop here, this journey does not end here. The dua of every hafiz when he completes that Quran: Ya Allah, you have granted me the knowledge of Quran, the memorizing of Quran, the excellence of the words of the recitation of Quran. But Ya Allah, I need now, my journey is to carry onwards with this Quran, to perfect it, bring it into my lifestyle firstly, and to understand the commands, the ahkam of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. The journey onwards is to take up the legacy of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. There was a great discussion taking place, deliberating upon the knowledge of deen or the wealth of this world. So sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they come to Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu an, they present themselves there. And they ask him that which is more better, is it the wealth of this world or is it the knowledge that Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam had left behind? So he says, it is very simple. With regards to the wealth of this world, this is the legacy of Qarun and Haman. With regards to the knowledge of deen, this is the legacy of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam.